sort of a preliminary ritual to fight? Can you tell me about this?
Dozens. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just called a dozen. That's all I know about it.
Sally?
I haven't heard sounding. But I did, I saw it on TV, you know, for the first time in 10 years, last Saturday night. Mm-hmm. So that's why I knew what you were talking about.
Well, here in Nashville, were you involved in this at all?
Me? Yeah. No, I was very shy and easygoing, never did make anybody angry, so they had no reason to call me a bad name. And I still maintain that posture, so they still don't have any reason to go. Reading is a term that would be used. Oftentimes we get together and maybe watching a football game or something like that. The guys get on each other and they refer to it as reading, you know.
Okay. And these are just insults that are...
Yeah. Each one tries to top the other one. And, you know, so he's reading, you know, Bill and John were reading each other at the football game one night. You should have heard it. You know, that would be how it would be.
Okay. Did you have any initiation rites in your neighborhood?
I don't believe so. I don't really think so.
Okay. What kind of games do you remember playing as a child? And then as
what age?
Young. I mean.
Younger than 12. Okay. Basketball, baseball, football. I think in the black community here, those were, you know, the primary sports that we played. Marbles. You shot marbles till you maybe about 8. But then you graduated up into backyard basketball, baseball, and football. And the other sports would usually come later.
What kind of different marble games can you tell me about?
There was one called Boston, if I remember correctly, where you drew a circle about 6 to 8 feet across. Yeah, about 6 to 8 feet across, and then it was a matter of trying to knock the marbles out, which was difficult to do. You had to be pretty strong, you know, to do that. Standing outside the circle, you had to try to shoot down and knock the marbles out. Everybody put, you know, like 5 marbles in a piece, and then you stand there and try to shoot them out. Every time you got one out, you pick up your shooter or your major marble and shot again. You know, if you missed, then it was somebody else's turn. And then there was another one called, which was just straight gammon. Was what it was. The other one was, I don't know the name of it, but we drew a triangle. And everybody would ante up. They'd put in 2 marbles apiece, or whatever the ante was. They'd put in 2, 5, 6, 10 marbles apiece. And then you draw a line maybe 15 feet away. I'm remembering this very well. I must have liked marbles. I hated marbles. I'd never be winning. At any rate, you draw a line 10, 15 feet away, and then everybody would lay up to the marble, the same as pitching pennies, to see who would shoot first. And then the guy who got closest to the line, he would shoot first. And it would proceed like a golf game. You would lay up to shoot up to the triangle, not going in the triangle, because if you got in the triangle, you were out. So that meant that you couldn't play anymore, and your marble had to stay in there. So that was a chance that you were taking. The idea was to get up as close as you could, and everybody would get up as close as they could. Now, 2 ways you could get out of the game. The guy who shot first, if you were close to him in hitting distance, if you hit him, he was out. So he had to leave, you know, take his toy, his primary marble, and go stand on the side when the game was over. If you shot into the ring, into the triangle, what we refer to as a ring. Why we call a triangle a ring, I don't know, but that's what it was. If you shot into the triangle and your marble and your shooter did not come out, then you were out.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that was the whole object of the game. And